This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MLS Landscaping. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
So excited. Had a chance to catch up with these two incredible individuals, MLS Landscaping, yesterday at the Allegheny Health Sports Complex, Cool Springs, out in Andy's neck of the woods. They do incredible stuff. You got to see what they do by visiting them today and tomorrow, but you're going to hear all about them now with your host, who everybody loves, the one and only, often imitated but never duplicated, Mr. True Value of EV True Value Rental, Andy Amrine. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, Rob. Good morning. Sorry, I'm a little hoarse. We kind of talked too much yesterday at the home show, and having Matt and Melissa here to tell their story, what a thrill for me. Guys, welcome to KDKA. Hope the home show is doing well for you out there at the South Hills home show. But Matt, we go back a long way. Rob and I talk all the time about I always surround myself with people with the same business and work ethics. I don't have time to waste in my world dealing with somebody who doesn't have the same ideals for business as I do. And as the very few people have I brought on KDKA to talk about their life or their business. So you're in a very elite group or crowd here today, but I just, when you said you wanted to talk on air about MLS Landscaping, I'm like, okay, I'm in. And folks, Matt, I've known him since, I think it was, you were 13 years old when I first met you.
I believe so.
And being 13 and already being a workaholic, and the hardest part of your life was trying to still being forced to go to school at 13 because you just wanted to work. And that was me. I just always enjoyed working. I still do after all these years. But, tell the people a little bit about how we met and how at 13 years old, Rob, you see those pictures, a Rockwell picture of a little kid pulling a lawnmower and tying a wagon to the back of that lawnmower and going around the neighborhood cutting grass for a couple dollars or a dozen cookies or something like that. That was you.
That
was you. That was your story. And so many, many, many years ago when you were 13 years old, I met you through the hardware industry and so forth. And I just fell in love with you. You were just a kid of my own heart, and I love watching you develop into the amazing businessman you are and bringing your adorable wife, Melissa, in here with you. So tell us a little bit about how you started.
All right. Thank you for that introduction, Andy. Basically that is how I started. When I was 13 years old, I loved the work. And as my mother would say, I was the man who was born to mow. So when I was physically able and allowed to actually use a real lawnmower.
Yeah, because your chin can reach above the handle.
Exactly, exactly. I took my confirmation money. I bought a used $40 lawnmower. I bought a used weed whacker. And I basically started a business at that time with a friend of mine, Mike, and we called it M&M Mowing. We had a sign in our front yard, and we mowed lawns around the neighborhood. And we did. We had a wagon that we would pull and push the mower and go to different yards in the neighborhood. The first lawn I cut was Mrs. Unruh's. She was a $10 lawn back then. I'll never forget it. And it was the first money I ever made. And after that first year, Mike kind of dropped out. I was just a solo guy cutting grass in the neighborhood. And I did that till I could drive. And For me, it was 18 years old. My dad said, at 16, you can still walk around the neighborhood and cut grass. So at 18, I got my first truck. The wagon went away. We got an extra lawnmower, a new weed whacker.
Ooh.
And I started to run from there. From there, the business just grew. My brother started working for me. We bought another truck. We started out, just like I said, cutting grass. That turned into trimming hedges. That turned into mulching beds. And so and so and so through my high school career, through my college career, which I went to Robert Morris, and I have a bachelor's in management, a minor in marketing, which has helped me out tremendously through my career, working with people, promoting myself. And it was just an overall good experience with group dynamics.
So how old are you now? 13, when you were 13. So how long have you been doing this now? 25, 30 years?
49 years old now.
Yeah. So, you got a lot of years under your belt.
I got a lot of years behind the mower.
Yeah.
But after college, I was at a crossroads. I had my degree. The business did well for me through all those years. And at that point, I was at a crossroads whether I was going to take a business route or I was just going to keep working my business and see what I could do with it full time. And I decided that I was going to take at least a year or two. I talked to my parents. I said, I know I went through school, but I want to do this and see what we can do. And I did. And I bought my first dump truck. At that time, all my lawn customers were in the need of retaining walls. There was 10. And at that point, I said, I have an opportunity in front of me. Another friend of mine who was in the business with walls, we got together, showed me the ropes. Just like anything in this trade, how you learn it. And we were off to the races. Bought a Bobcat, bought an excavator, and that's where my story started. And basically, I have grown from there, and I've never looked back.
Yeah. And now, peak season, what do you have, 15 employees or so doing the work?
Yeah, when we're up and running here in a couple months, we'll have anywhere from 18 to 20 employees. We have some seasonal guys that come in that are a tremendous help to our full-time staff. These guys, some of them have been with me for 10 to 15 years.
Right.
I couldn't do anything I can do without these guys now. They've been great in helping me grow my business, grow my knowledge. I'm sure you can attest to that, Andy, that a... a well-rounded staff is your ticket and key to success.
It's absolutely. Your employees are everything. Without my employees, I got nothing. I couldn't do what I do without my amazing staff. And I know you feel the same way with it. So, but you still cut grass, you still do walls, your company still does everything from what you were doing day one to now, almost 40 years later, you're still very much involved in it. When we come back from our first break, I want to hear about, a lot of the new technology and so forth that comes into play as to the landscape and the designs and the jobs and the yards and houses and so forth you do, because I think it's very different now than what it was when you were 13 years old.
Oh, yes. And the industry has changed tremendously.
And Melissa, how do you fit into this picture here?
Well, I'm his sidekick, that's for sure.
Okay.
We met
through landscaping.
Yeah.
Right.
She owns Congleton Landscape and Supply, and I, at the time, back many years ago, would buy my hardscape materials, my bulk materials from her company. She is a woman-owned business that I love to support, and all our products that we install are purchased from her.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice partnership.
It is.
It is. And like I said, that's how we met. And,
does she give you a discount, Matt?
You would think, but no.
No.
I think I actually pay more.
On that note, let's get to a break. And don't forget, from planting a tree to creating a patio, beautiful landscape, start with MLS Landscaping. Matt and Melissa are going to come back. Andy will continue the journey. Don't forget, they're all going to be out at the beautiful Cool Springs AHN Sports Complex out there in the South. It is day two of that free event. That's an incredible home show. And they got food trucks, all sorts of good things, interactive and wonderful vendors like the folks that are here today. Was out there yesterday in enjoy. Doug's going to be there tomorrow. Larry's going to be there this weekend. Always a good time to be had by one and all. Back with your Pratt Pack today on KDK in just a couple of minutes.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
MLS Landscaping, part of the AHN Sports Complex out there, Cool Springs, the home show. Andy will be out there, and it's happening today and tomorrow. It's a free event, absolutely spectacular venue. You're going to love it. Andy, go ahead.
Okay, guys, before we forget, how do people get in touch with you? You got a website, phone number? How do people reach you?
Yes, we... Our website is mlslandscapedesign.com, phone number 412-885-0720, and we also have a Facebook page at MLS Landscape.
And Instagram.
And Instagram.
Now, your two businesses are separate, run separate, but you share the same building in the complex?
Yes.
Okay, what's the address if they wanted to visit?
5081 Old Clareton Road, 15236. We are actually located right in behind, like, the Frank Shoes and Boots and the Drive Time that's on Route 51. We are directly behind it off of Streets Run Road. Kind of hard to find, but we're nestled back in there with also Pittsburgh Asphalt Company is our neighbor back there.
Yeah, so it's worth the find. So getting back to it, Melissa, you have all the supplies and you retail those to anyone who wants to come and buy stone and mulch and Unilock and so forth. But it's convenient that you have the material that MLS uses every day in their landscaping.
I am an authorized dealer for Unilock, which specializes in retaining walls and pavers. We also sell mulch in 2A and 2B and sand, fabric, anything you need for your retaining walls and your patios. And I sell to the public as well as contractors as well.
So if somebody comes in and wants to buy mulch and then they say, well, do you know anyone who could put it down? What do you usually tell them?
Yes.
Who do you refer to them?
MLS Landscaping.
Wow, shocker. Okay, I just thought I would ask that. So, but Matt, the industry has changed a lot in the 35, almost 40 years that you've been doing this then. So a customer calls you today.
Yes.
And or they stop by the home show and they say, okay, we want you to redesign our yard. We have absolutely no idea what we want. We just don't like what we have. What do you do? Walk us through the process.
Okay, so you reach out to us either via our website, our phone number, social media. I will contact you back and set up a time and appointment for myself or my lead designer, Tony Cilia, to come out to your property to do an assessment on your yard. Once we meet in person at your residence, we will discuss, you know, what your dreams, your plans, you know, what you're looking for the project and how to make it work. At that point, we take pictures, sketches. We can digitally measure your yard for a computer program that we are using right now to design with. And with all those notes, Tony goes back to the war room, our design studio, and gets to work. At that point, with his extensive knowledge of design in the industry, he will generate a plan based on your wants and needs of your backyard oasis. At that point, schedule a meeting. You come into our design studio. At that point, we can change, alter, design in real time with you in our studio, patio size, wall height, plant placement, grade. Types of plants, seasonal change. We develop all that into our systems. And hopefully come to a consensus on what you're looking for, and we can get out there and get the job done for you. We've been doing this now with my design studio. This is our fifth year. I invite people to come in and see it. It's the design studio itself.
It's a picture of their house, and you're redesigning it and changing it. so they could see their house on your screen mm-hmm. with a sidewalk going to the right, going to the left,
yes.
coming out 6 feet, 3 feet, walls being 2 feet high, 3 feet high, whether it's a red wall, a brown wall, gray wall, everything like that you can change with a push a button. So instead of somebody hiring and not knowing what it's going to look like until it's done, you could walk them through the process and they could see more or less a finished yard, a finished landscape design before you ever put the shovel in the ground.
Correct. We have the ability to do 2D and 3D designs.
Do you use drones at all?
We do. We do have a low-flying drone that will take an aerial picture of your house, and we can design a pictorial design from that actual picture so you can see what the actual planting beds, what the patio looks like on a pictorial design. We also have the ability, like I said, to create a digital design and turn that into a 3D model. We will build your house, we will build your beds, and we'll actually give you a flyover, a movie digitally. And I invite everybody to come out to the show to take a look at that. We actually have one on display on the monitor out there that Tony actually just finished for a wonderful couple from Bethel Park this week. And it's pretty amazing to see what he can do up there.
Can you show it at nighttime with lighting? Because lighting's a big part of landscape now.
Yes.
Boy, if ever one of my landscape lights go out, my wife is on it in a heartbeat and says, hey, go fix that. It's important.
Yes.
You know, the nighttime appearance of the landscape is as important, if not more important to some people than the daytime lighting of it. So can you show the lighting also on these digital creations as to what the beam spread would be, what the color of the light? Because with the LED technology now, your landscape lighting is huge.
It's off the charts
so
from what it was
from
5-6 years ago.
To what it can
it
do.
Looked like
so
a hospital room in there, and now like you can actually tone down the Kelvin and really make it look warm.
Okay, so you could do all the landscape designs with the lighting and so forth.
Yes.
How about getting into post-COVID, everyone wanted an outdoor entertainment area. The grills, the flat tops, the smokers, the TV sets, the, you know, an outdoor living as just an extension of their home and their family. So you can get into doing that extensive of designs.
Yes, that is a big part of what we do is an outdoor living space, what it's called. Anywhere from, like you said, a television, grill islands, seating areas, fire pits, water features are hot right now. Boulderscaping to create a feel around your patio like you're in the Laurel Highlands. The different types of plants that we can install to give you a four-season feel for your yard. Because in Pittsburgh, winter is the season.
Yeah.
Whether we're outside or not, you want your home or your space still to look like it's presentable even when flowers are not blooming.
So when you're finished, a customer can watch the Super Bowl in their hot tub on their TV while the ribs are cooking on the grill next to it in your design work.
Exactly.
Yes.
Even
exactly.
If it's snowing outside.
Exactly.
Rob, you going to get an invite to that Super Bowl party?
Listen, I'm in, no doubt. All
okay.
Right, we got lots more. How can they get a hold of you? Go ahead there.
That's you can call us direct at 412-885-0720. Or MLSlandscapedesign.com.
All right, good stuff. Matt, Melissa, and Andy coming back on the other side of the news, bottom of the hour with Rob Taylor, and then we kick back into Pittsburgh Works mode up until 11 o'clock today. Next hour, Brian Caranta and I, Secure Money Advisors, on the money. 9 o'clock, it's that open enrollment period that runs through the end of this month. It's Medicare, and of course, it's the MediConnect folks with the inside connection. And then today at 10, Andy, if his voice holds out, but we'll give him some hot tea and honey to make him power through it. He'll be here today with the True Value Home Improvement Show. No AAA Central Talking Travel today because we've got championship WPIAL basketball into the evening. All today, Power of Bowser, KDK. It's your Pratt Pack. Good morning.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MLS Landscaping.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Next generation already in the mix with the folks at MLS Landscaping. We're going to talk about their incredible young daughter who's taking giant steps with her mother in this incredible industry. Tell you about everything that they do in the final two segments. And don't forget, later today, Cool Springs, AHN Sports Complex. Andy will be there. They'll be there. It's a free event, food trucks, everything you could all imagine under one roof for everything under your roof and outside that living space around your roof. So, Andy, it's all yours.
You know, Matt and Melissa, you know how important my family is to me, my three kids. And they worked for me since they could crawl. I had them dusting bottom shelves when they could crawl before they could walk. But, you know, the family is everything in my life. And I know you two, you've been married, you've been together, what, 18 years? Mm-hmm. So, and you have an amazing daughter. And what's she doing as part of the business now? Or
well, I was blessed to have my own business. And when she was born, her birthday is in November, so it was their winter months.
Mm-hmm.
But I was
good planning.
Yes, it was. We planned it that way. But I was grateful to have her come to work with me. And the customers would come down and see her as a baby, and I'd have the pack and play in her high chair. And I'm answering phones and typing estimates and, you know, doing the everyday work. And she was a part of our life down there.
Yep. She started out with us down there, and she's still, started her journey now recently with the industry. We were able to get her a job at Chapin's Greenhouse, which is literally
amazing place,
a mile down the road for us. And ironically, that's where Melissa started her landscape career, fresh out of horticultural school with Lori and Pete down there. And now it is Jade's first job, and she loves it down there. She loves dealing with the customers. She's working the register. She's potting plants. Tim Chapin has even said that how good she is with just dealing with customers at her age, and with a lot of the other people at her age down there who shy away from people. Jade is a people person, and she likes to interact. And I got my fingers crossed that she stays interested in the industry, and that hopefully someday, you know, that she, you know, wants to do something with the business. If she doesn't, that's okay too. But I mean, ultimately, we all want, you know, our children to follow in our footsteps and keep the legacy going. So,
but we'll, as long as they're happy, So, as parents, it's all I ever wanted, my kids to be happy.
We'll see what happens. She's, like I said, she's a good kid. She's great in school. She dances at Gemini Gymnastics 2-3 days a week, and works and keeps her grades up. So, I mean, what else could a parent ask for nowadays with everything that's going on, that, you know, she can just stay the straight and narrow path and hopefully, you know, everything just moves along smoothly.
Well, you've been, you were born and raised in Baldwin, Whitehall area. So you've never left, and you're a staple in the community, and you like being part of the community itself. And, you know, you help the community and they help you.
Yep. Yeah, like I said, you had asked me on the show the other day, the quick one we've done at the home show, like, you know, what keeps you going, Matt, what about work and different things? And I'm similar to you, Andy. Like, this is all I know. This is all my passion is. Like, I don't feel like I go to work every day. I feel like I get up and I do what I want to do with the people around me. And yes, it makes money, and we need money to live and pay for things and stuff like that. But I mean, that's what you want to do in life. You want to do something you're passionate with. Have the people around you that are have your same vision and passion and want to go to work every day and make things happen. And
part of your booth at the home show is to die for. I mean, it is absolutely stunning, and it's hard for me to believe that you built it in a day. it looks like it would take you a week to put this together at the Cool Spring Sports Complex. But I was amazed at how many different stones. Different types of stones and color stones and Can you touch on, you were saying that with the Unilock and the brand that you've partnered with Melissa to sell and so forth, I never realized the variety and the types and the shapes and the colors and the sizes and so forth there are. You could pretty much do anything with them. And were you saying that there's some of them that don't use pins anymore?
Pisa 2.
Yeah, so Unilock has many different segmental retaining wall systems. The most common popular one for our area is the Pisa 2 system.
Okay. That means nothing to me. I'm sorry. So what is Pisa 2? So, I think of pizza. I'm hungry. Okay. It's breakfast time.
So the Pisa system is a segmental retaining wall system that has like a key and a riser in the block itself.
Okay.
On the top of the block is a riser system where it protrudes up roughly half inch. And on the bottom of the block is an area that accepts that half inch from the block below it. And as you stack these blocks on top of each other, they interlock by design with a step back in your wall for the engineering. So when you build the wall, it steps back as the wall goes up.
Okay.
So
that makes it stronger, less chance of it being pushed over?
Correct. It is engineered that way. They call that the batter on the wall that keeps the forces that are pushing on it in check as you're building the wall system.
Melissa, did you teach him this?
Yes, I did.
The Pisa system is good for retaining walls from 2 up to 30 feet.
30 feet?
30, yes. Possibly in even height. More. There will be engineering involved, obviously, with a wall that's over four feet in height.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But for our area around here, driveway walls, mm-hmm. backyard, hillside retention projects, the Pisa system is the most commonly used segmental retaining wall system in our industry with looks, color choices, and overall longevity.
So how many different choices are there in surface textures and colors?
There are three choices in colors in each brand. There are two choices in the texture of the block. You can either have an old style Roman looking wall or just a regular standard finish on it. And there are also two sizes. It comes in the 8-inch and the XL, which is a 16-inch long unit.
Okay. And this is something with your computer generated system. You could show a customer each and every style before they ever have to decide which one they want.
Yes. So what's nice with our 3D...
That's huge.
It is huge.
I mean, that's a lot of people have problem visualizing what it's going to be. So instead of dragging one of each of the blocks and just setting it on somebody's yard or driveway and says, all right, which one you want, this one, this one, or this one, you could actually digitally create the entire wall for them and show them the different pictures. And this is what this wall is going to look like before you ever start.
Correct. What Tony can do upstairs is take any Unilock product, any Unilock color, and
switch it.
Create that on the big screen up there to show you what it would look like. And that's with any Unilock product, any of the paving systems, any of the retaining wall systems, any of the freestanding wall systems that we use for seating walls. Eucara, linear dimensional, and I know this is all Greek to you, but that's just different lines that Unilock sells.
Carries.
And like I said, I invite anybody to come over to our booth to get a brochure, to take a look at the couple systems that we have on display, a couple of the colors that we have on display.
Okay, so the home show is today from 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and that's at the Cool Spring Sports Complex here in Bethel Park, and then Sunday, it's from 10 o'clock until 5 o'clock.
Yep. It's free parking.
Free parking, free admission. And you two will be there every minute, right?
We will.
I'll try and get there, too. I have a couple more shows to do today, so I might not get there till 12 o'clock. But, I'll be there all day tomorrow, as long as I might not be able to talk, but I'll be there. And Larry Richard is coming tomorrow from 10 to 2, and Doug Oster will be there from 2 to 4, and... it's fun. It was a great show yesterday. I really enjoyed it till I was told to shut up and go home. And I did.
Yeah, it was a wonderful turnout yesterday for Friday.
That's because Rob Prout was there.
Yes.
He brings a crowd.
You're too kind.
He brings a crowd.
All right, listen, we're going to come back one more segment with these incredible two people that we have with us from MLS Landscaping, and then we're getting ready for some financial news and notes. Brian Caranta, we just keep rolling your Pratt Pack of Secure Money Advisors within 20. And coming up top of the hour, Rob Taylor back with the news. Sports moments away. Big night in basketball, WPIL, and more Power of Bowser action coming up today starting 11 on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, one more segment, MLS Landscaping. Don't forget the whole crew, Andy included, will be there today at that beautiful AHN Sports Complex, Cool Springs, out in Andy's neck of the woods, because it's day two of that free home show, food trucks and more, all sorts of incredible things. So get out and have yourself a good time and say hi to Andy and the folks from MLS Landscaping. Andrew.
Okay, Matt, how about one more time? How can people reach you?
That's our home office, 412-885-0720, or at mlslandscapedesign.com.
Okay. One of the topics that I know we didn't touch, water. Yes. Water's a big topic in landscape design, both for content and pleasure, but also on the other end for irritant.
Yes.
You have a lot of times you get into a landscape project and you have water where you don't want it.
Correct.
And you have to fix it before you do other things, whether it's a percolating spring or water from your neighbor's hillside or your downspouts that don't work are the bad types of water. But then on the good type, you guys do a lot with ponds and fountains and
yes,
fish and everything else on it. So can we take a couple minutes and talk about your ideas on the do's and don'ts and the plus and minuses of water?
Definitely.
Sure you deal with water a lot, just like we do.
Okay, let's talk about the goods before the bads. So, yes, we install all types of water features. We install full water gardens. And again, Tony is great. He designed and installed those for years. Very creative with, if you want, fish, plants, a whole ecosystem out there from a pondless system. If you just want to hear a bubbling creek next to your patio, we have systems that are very low maintenance, easy to take care of, gives you that visual and that sound next to your patio area that everybody likes to hear. On the other side of the spectrum, we have runoff water. Runoff mm-hmm. water from, like you were saying, your neighbor's yard, heavy rains, water that infiltrates your house, water that goes places where you do not want it to go. And we have the technology and the know-how to do full exterior French drains around your house, repair your rain conductors that are maybe leaking into your house.
Right.
We do on-site sump pits, which a lot of these municipalities want you to collect your own water now before you disperse yep. it into the street or somebody else's.
DEP MS4.
That's it.
You're not
That's
allowed
it.
To discharge water onto common areas, common streets anymore.
Correct.
So
correct.
You also deal in HydroBlock, though, too.
We do. We do install the HydroBlock that you sell. So if you're having a runoff problem, HydroBlock is very efficient in channeling that water, you know, to a different location so it does not infiltrate your structure.
Mm-hmm.
And
so if somebody's having a water issue, they could just call you, you come out, you do an on-site analysis and say, okay, this is the issue. Here's option A, option B, option C.
Correct.
This is some of the things that you could do to help people solve water issues.
Correct. We would take an assessment of how much water, the water infiltration, areas of the house where it's coming in. You know, is your basement finished? Is it unfinished? You know, can we do an internal sump pump, an external French drain? You know, all those things are what we consider determining, you know, how to keep that water away from going in your house and ruining your foundation.
Okay. I had one last question. You do maintenance also. So if somebody has you come in and doing a complete landscape design, you could come back every year and
correct.
Maintain it for them.
Correct.
We Amazing.
We would follow up with trimming, mulching,
everything.
Anything you would need for, to keep you as a
okay.
Satisfied customer throughout the years.
Okay. One last time, phone number, website.
That's 412-885-0720. And you can reach us on the web at MLSlandscapedesign.com.
Or come on out to the home show today and say hi to all of
come
us.
Come on out and check us out today.
All right, Rob, I'm done talking.
Good stuff, good people. Nice meeting you. We'll see you again. News coming up next.
The proceeding was paid for by MLS Landscaping. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.